So thank you, Mr. Chairman. So I'm very pleased to talk to you and to present you an experimental and numerical work dealing with the simulation of impact damage in a new generation of composite materials. So this work has been performed in collaboration between ONERA, Dassault Aviation and ICER. Impact damage threat is one of the major concerns of our aeronautical industrial partner, because drop tools can occur during the manufacturing or the maintenance phases. And low velocity and low energy impact damage can induce non-negligible damage into the composite materials and are going to decrease drastically the mechanical property of the considered materials. This is the reason why in the French national project called Marcus II, where you can find Dassault Aviation, ONERA, ICEA, and École des Ponts, we have tried to work on a new generation of composite materials, which is a material with an interface toughness increased, and therefore this material presents a very good resistance to delamination. And the question is, how does the new generation of such material is going to behave for a low velocity and low energy impact? So my presentation to answer to that question will be divided into two parts. First of all, I'm going to present you an experimental study in order to understand how the material is going to be damaged, what are the different damage mechanisms, and then thanks to finite element simulation, the idea is to determine how the different damage mechanisms are coupled to better understand the full damage and failure scenario for that loading. So first of all, I present you the experimental setup, which is very classical. We are going to perform impact considering the ASTM standard. We used a 16 millimeter diameter for the impactor, and the weight is 13 kilograms. We are going to consider four different impact energy levels from 6.5 to 35 joules. We have considered two different stacking sequences, which are representative of those that you can encounter into aeronautical industry. So a quasi-isotropic laminate and an oriented laminate with many 0-degree ply oriented in the length of the specimen. You can see also the dimension of the specimen into this slide. We perform the test, and then we would like to observe the different damage mechanism. And for that, we have performed many post-mortem analyses. So some are very classical, such as the use of ultrasonic fast scan. The idea is to determine the projected damage area. Then we have performed X-ray microtomography with a pretty good resolution to observe the different damage events into the composite materials. We have segmented the different damage events considering a deep learning method. We use the Dragonfly software to perform that. And in some cases, we would like to go further and to observe very precisely the different damage mechanism considering optical microscopy or SEM in order to determine what is the nature of the different damage mechanism. And here are the results. So you can find here the specificity of the studied composite materials. First of all, when you perform the impact on this material, you are going to observe many fiber kinking close to the impactor. The reason is the material is not able now to delaminate because you have a very good resistance to delamination and you have to dissipate the energy in another way. And therefore, you are going to observe many fiber kinking close to the impact zone, more than what you can observe in previously developed composite materials such as T7 M21, for instance. The second point, which is non-usual, is to observe intra-ply delamination, but only on the top plies close to the impactor. And in fact, you are going to generate fiber kinking, and delamination is going to initiate it at that fiber kinking and being trapped between the different interfaces. I remember you that the interface has been, the toughness of such interface has been increased with different inserts. The second point is that finally, if you observe with X-ray tomography precisely the different damage mechanism, you can observe, first of all, damage everywhere. So you can see it's really a mess if you observe the microscopy. So you have fiber kinking on the top ply associated to intra-ply delamination. And if you observe at the opposite of the impact, you are going to observe, but it's very classical, many transverse cracks, shear crack, delamination, and for the higher level of energy, you are going to observe also fiber failure in tension. But the point is, you are going to observe something which are not usual and very difficult to explain. For instance, you are going to observe fiber kinking into the 0 degree plate oriented at 45 degrees. And in fact, if you observe the X-ray tomography, it is due to the fact that finally you find you are going to observe fiber kinking into the 45 degree plate just below, and due to the loading report, the cracks into the 0 degree plate is oriented like that, associated with the lamination in between these two damage mechanisms. So what you can see here, and this is the main message of this slide, is that there is a very strong damage interaction, and therefore it's very complex to establish a damage scenario. It is difficult to say we are splitting first the lamination then and fiber kinking. So we need to define properly the chronology of the different damage events. And for that, we have performed real-time damage monitoring. So for that, we have modified our experimental setup. We have elevated it in order to put below the specimen two optical cameras and one thermal camera to observe in real time the damage evolution, to observe the splitting and the delamination, but also one thermal camera on the top to observe the propagation of the fiber kinking during an impact test. On the slide, you can see here some splitting cracks propagating during the impact and also the associated delamination. So finally, we are able to determine precisely the chronology of the different damage events. For instance, if I consider a quasi-isotropic laminate impacted at 21 joules, what you are going to observe on the impacted side is, so the black part is in fact the impactor, and you can observe the fiber kinking initiated close to the impactor and propagated at 45 degrees until the maximal failure load is reached, and after that, nothing evolved. And if you observe the rear side, you are going to observe splitting cracks and then delamination. And what you can see is that the delamination is really triggered by the splitting cracks. And finally, you are going to observe fiber failure in tension close to the maximal load. So we have defined that for every stacking sequences and every different energy. And now the question is, are we able to reproduce that? And are we able, thanks to finite element simulation, to better understand the coupling between the damage, between the different damage mechanisms which are encountered in such a complex test cases? So we have considered finite element simulation, pretty classical. Finally, we have used one element per ply, one cohesive element in between each ply. Something which is not classical is to solve this impact problem considering an implicit solver. Usually it's performed with an explicit solver. We are use our in-house code ZZ to perform that. We are considering all the energy impact. Obviously, the computational time increase with the energy impact because we are going to obtain more and more damage into the composite materials. I also would like to put the stress on the necessity to take into account the nonlinear geometry for that. If you forget to perform that, you are going to obtain a spurious indentation of the striker into the composite plate. So it's very important to take into account that part to obtain the real shape of the composite material during an impact. Now we are going to talk about the damage modeling. So we take into account the transverse cracking, considering a continuum damage model, which has been developed since many years now, and which has been presented in CompTest in Luleå. So for those who can remind it. But it's just a continuum damage domain, very classical. The point here, which is very important, is the fiber failure modeling, because as I mentioned previously, in that composite materials, you have many fiber kinking. But for the highest level of energy, you can be faced to fiber kinking on the top ply and a fiber failure in tension in the bottom. And you have to deal with that. Therefore, we consider two different damage variables for fiber failure, one in tension and one in compression. And we consider a phase field variational failure approach in order to regularize the problem. And we consider an alternate resolution to solve the numerical problem. So having said that, we move to the intra-ply damage modeling, so the delamination. I've mentioned that we use cohesive zone element modeling. We use a bilinear law. We manage the different mode mixity. But the point which is important here is that in a continuum damage model, finally, you consider diffuse damage everywhere. And you are going to miss the fact that when you have a transverse crack, you have a local over-stress located here, and therefore you are going to generate delamination sooner. And it explains the coupling between transverse crack and delamination. When you consider a discrete damage model, such a discrete ply model developed by ICA and presented yesterday by Bruno Castanier, you model explicitly the crack to capture the stress localization, and you have this coupling between transverse crack and delamination. But when you use a continuum damage model, due to the fact that you consider a diffuse damage, you cannot capture that. This is the reason why we have introduced a coupling between the continuum damage and the delamination. Therefore, the onset and the fracture toughness of the cohesive zone element depends on the damage occurring in the two neighboring plies. Why it is important to perform that? If you launch a simulation on a quasi-isotropic laminate impacted at 21 joules, you are going to obtain such a damage pattern on the right. So you obtain something which is quite circular. You can see that you have an eye in the middle, which can be captured if you take into account the reinforcement between out-of-plane compression and shear. But this circular pattern does not fit with what we have obtained considering the X-ray tomography. If you want to update that, you have to introduce the coupling between the cracks and delamination, and also between the fiber failure and delamination. And if you perform that, you can see that we can drastically improve the quality of the prediction to reproduce the shape. So here are the results. So we have compared the global behavior predicted by the model and obtained experimentally. You can see that we have a pretty good match with the ONERA model, but also with the DPM model developed by ICA. For the highest level of energy, you can see that it's not so bad, but there is some discrepancy at the peak load, so we can better improve the, we can improve the description of that. And we have compared the different damage patterns for the different energy level, and it works pretty well, both for the quasi-isotropic laminate and the oriented laminate. So we are pretty happy about that with an implicit solver, so we have succeeded to perform all the simulation, but the computational time remains quite high for now. And considering also the DPM model, it's pretty promising. So to conclude my presentation, I've presented you damage mechanism into a new generation of composite materials. You have seen that we have many fiber kinking, delamination, everything is coupled, and we have developed a damage model to explain what are the key parameters that you have to introduce into a model to reproduce what you have observed. As a perspective, we would like to simulate impact, but not just in the center, but at different locations to try to capture the interaction with the edge and the impactor. And we would like also, and this is a natural next step, to move to compression after impact, because the idea is to be able to predict the influence of the induced damage on the mechanical property. So thank you for your attention.
Thank you very much, Frédéric. Perfect timing. So we have time for questions.
Yeah, I'd like to ask you about your compression modeling. So on the surface where you have those kink bands, they're still able to carry some load. So how do you model the degradation under
that's
compression?
A very good point. So you are going to obtain a behavior which is non-linear since the beginning, because but for carbon fiber, you have non-linear behavior. Fiber kinking occurs, so you have a decrease of the mechanical property, but you don't fall down to zero because material is still here, just rotate like that. So we, in that version of the model, we are going to have a plateau, which is a kind of crushing stress, to simulate that. And I think it's the DPM model is the same idea to having a softening behavior and then a plateau to simulate the fact that you have still fibers but rotating or like that. Does it answer to your question?
How do you get that lower crushing stress?
To identify it? That's another very good question. Finally, if you try to simulate bearing tests, you can have access to this quantity by inverse identification in order to capture the global behavior. You can identify it, but it's not an easy sport. But we have performed that on different bearing tests to identify that part. But that's absolutely not tricky. And can be improved, for sure.
Okay, now this is about your modeling and so on. It seems to work fairly well and so on, but I didn't really get the conclusion on this benefits and drawbacks of this material. Is the conclusion that by suppressing delaminations, you actually increase fiber kinking and fiber tensile fracture? And you, that also means, I guess, that you need a much more detailed mesh in the region where this happens.
Yeah. Indeed.
So, I mean, what is the conclusion for the users of this material? Is it a good idea or maybe not?
First of all, it's not suppressed delamination, it's limit. And finally, the idea is to have a competition between the different damage mechanisms. The point is to have delamination in compression is not great because when you perform compression after implant, you are going to obtain local buckling, and after that it will be propagate and that's it. But if you decrease delamination and increase fiber kinking, you are going to break in a material mode and you have also a decrease. And the point is to have an interesting trade-off between these two damage mechanisms. That's the reason why I talk about the natural next step. Mm-hmm. Because finally, to reinsert to your question, you are going to talk about the compression after impact and how the material is going to behave. And this is typically what we would like to go further with, again, Dassault and Nicea also.
Okay. So some kind of tailoring of the material would be the thing.
But the idea is to have a feedback from mechanical point of view to go back to the material. If we have correctly understand the damage mechanism, and for that we need simulation because the coupling are too complex to just by seeing images. And also with the real-time monitoring, it helps a lot. If you have just an image at the end of the story, it's difficult to understand how everything interacts.
Okay, do we have any online questions? No, okay. So thank you very much,
Frederick. Thank you very much.